Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas. Sorry this is so goddamn late. I was in New Hampshire. New Hampshire doesn't have internet. Who knew? Tried to upload this yesterday. Should have uploaded it, like, over the weekend. I'm just not very smart. You probably knew that already. You know who also knows that? Our close personal friends over at Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/mix. Tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will hand-pick 5 items and send them right to your door. You try them on, pay for only what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Always. They never even consider charging. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want it. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which isn't even really a thing because they apply it towards anything you keep from your shipment. It's a tough morning for the McMahon. Get started now at stitchfix.com/mix, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mics to get started today. stitchfix.com/mix. Yeah, there was a lot of basketball on Christmas. LeBron got hurt for the first time ever. I'm sure he's already fine by the time you're hearing this. Terrible win for the Celtics. Just awful. A team you routinely drub. You're up 10 for the whole second half. You have to win in overtime. Pathetic. Just absolutely pathetic. I don't remember what else happened. Houston won. They did a thing. Golden State got mopped up. That could matter less. Really couldn't. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a swell one. Me and Tyler will be back Friday with our year-end review episode. So that'll be swell. This episode is me, Smitty, PFT, and Tyler, obviously, for the Simpsons 30th anniversary spectacular. We sat down, it's like an hour and a half, I think, of us just talking about the greatest show to ever exist in the history of television. Because if we weren't gonna, who was? Probably many people, but I don't care about them. I care about you. Not enough to get the show up on time, but care nonetheless.
One nation, Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Suck my balls and lick my butthole. No, 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 no. Kiss my dick, you stupid asshole. No, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You were singing this to Nate, and he was just putting his mother into it.
Yeah. That was weird.
There's no way. There's no way Nate would do something like that.
No.
Dawn, we now are gay apparel. You say gay, ha 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 ha. We're doing All I Want for Christmas is Nudes.
Okay. Like, yeah. Mariah Carey version?
Like Mariah Carey. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Smitty's going to come in, but we're going to start. I don't know how long this is going to be. Cool.
So we're doing, you want me to talk about like my favorite episodes?
Well, it's like I'm trying to, like, free flowing conversation, okay. Very mixtapey, but like just essentially like what, like how, it's like I know Tyler got into it because his parents wouldn't allow him to watch it, but when he went to his grandparents' house, they didn't know any better. They just thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
My parents used to put me on the couch from the age of like 2, and then they would just like leave me there because I knew I wouldn't move for a half hour. So when did you, PFT commenter, get into the greatest TV show? Do you agree it's the greatest? Do you have better? Do you like? Are there any TV show you've liked more in your life?
Are we taping right now?
We're always taping.
Okay. No, I think The Simpsons is my all-time favorite TV show, and to be honest, I don't think that there's a close second.
Correct.
I think that it is the best show of all time to ever air on television. It changed the way that I thought about really the world.
Oh yeah.
I know that sounds like a hefty thing to say, but it was and still continues to be like the pinnacle of comedy on television, I think. So I got into it I was probably like 6 or 7 years old at the time. I'm trying to remember. But it was back when it was on Thursday nights.
Oh yeah.
And I'd go out and like have sports practice or whatever, play down like the field with my dad, and then we'd always have to get back in time to watch The Simpsons. So they were actually very encouraging of me watching The Simpsons.
Wow.
And then I had
must
some
be nice.
Yeah, then I had some weirdo friends like you, Tyler, that they'd come over and they weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons because I guess Bart was disrespectful because he rode a skateboard.
He said crap.
He said
damn
it a lot.
He said butt. Oh, he said eat my shorts.
He did.
My dad didn't like that one bit.
It is very funny how. Like it was like Bart Simpson, Marilyn Manson, and Eminem were like the most like, protested people of the 90s.
What about Bartman? Because Bartman is one of those, I guess, things from The Simpsons that you see on merchandise a lot. But was Bartman ever on the show? Did I miss the episode where he turned into Bartman?
No, there wasn't a full episode, but they referenced it. Like they would, like he would say like do the Bartman, and they'd like be like do do do, but it was like almost like making fun of itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no, it was never.
It was never like the Bartman episode.
No, they had the. I think like probably the closest one would be the one where he becomes the I Didn't Do It boy on Krusty.
Yeah.
And so that would probably be like the most like self-referential like, like one. That's what, like with The Simpsons, the one thing that like I agree with you. They did teach me how to look at the world differently, but that came probably when I was like a teenager, not like through my first watch through. Because I do think if you're just looking at it as a cartoon for a kid, it can be funny. And then as I grow up, that's why I think it's so still rewatchable now for me, because I'm still picking things up as my brain gets both smarter and dumber simultaneously.
Right.
Like there's cause most of the writers, like Conan, like they went to fucking Harvard. Like they were smart fucking people. So they were writing these like very layered jokes that like a dumb person could laugh at and that a smart person's like, wow, what a point.
Yeah. No, it was definitely like it was comedy that made you think. And there would be times that you get like a delayed onset laugh when you'd realize that something was a joke maybe, you know, 15 seconds after it happened or 5 seconds after it happened. And I think like the deeper jokes, to a certain extent, make people identify more with the show, and they feel like they're more of a part of it if they have to do a little bit of work to figure out the joke themselves.
Yeah.
They get more attached to it, and they're like, oh, this is my show now. Like, these people get me because I understand them, and not everybody understands them. Like, there's a little bit of like snobbiness or hipsterness to comedy, where if you feel like...
No.
Yeah, believe it or not. Comedians look down on other people. Shocking. No, but when you can, anytime that there's a joke in a movie or whatever that you get it and you feel like maybe some other people don't, you feel a closer relation to that show, I think.
Absolutely.
And the characters in it, I mean, it's remarkable how many characters they put in Springfield that were, for the most part, totally unique. There were a couple that were like very close, you know, copies of one another. But like, for the most part, it was 200, 300 characters that lived in Springfield that all had their like little quirks about them that were all uniquely funny. And that was a pretty incredible thing to make.
I think the two, I don't want to say strokes of luck because there was some thought put into at least one of them, but the two things that worked out in their benefit the most that I'm not sure were completely intended, naming it Springfield just because every fucking state has a Springfield, I think that made it incredibly relatable for everyone. And then
them, because I researched to me.
Yeah, no, Groening has said, like, I grew up near Springfield and I knew of others. I don't think he knew every state had one, but he knew, like, more than one. So he was like, yeah, sure.
It's a decent bit.
And them running out of, like, white people color and being forced to make them yellow.
Yeah.
I think without that, I don't know how long it lasts.
So that was an accident?
So, yeah, they ran out of, like, a peach or like a white person's skin tone. And it was Klasky Supico at the time, the same people who did, like, Rugrats. And I believe they were still out of America. They weren't shipped overseas yet. And they were just like, yeah, we're going to do this first episode like this. Hopefully they like it.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, this is so ridiculous. Like, let's go with it.
I like that. So this might be just how I see it as a white dude. So I'm interested to hear Tyler's thought on it. But I just always assumed that they were white people that happened to be yellow.
Definitely.
The whole time. Tyler, did you get that feeling? Or were you like, these are yellow people?
No, for sure. They were definitely white people who were, had jaundice or something, but they were white.
But did the fact that they were yellow, did that make it better for you or easier to watch? They have no bearing whatsoever.
No, like it really did, because like they had a lot of people. Like they had Dr. Hibbert, and they had Apu, and they had the Asian chef, and they had like a lot of people, so it didn't really...
Carl.
Yeah. And also Carl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Also Carl Carlson. I'll also say for all the characters, like the hundreds that you mentioned, I feel like they, one of the best things, I think they leaned on them all like just enough. Like they didn't run Dredrick Tatum into the ground. They didn't run Troy McClure into the ground. They didn't run...
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have a chance.
That's true.
All right. All right.
That's true. Lionel Hutz, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we
they used everybody just enough.
Should we do a draft of Simpsons characters?
Let's wait till Smitty gets in here, because he's also going to join. But, yeah, I like drafting Simpsons characters for sure.
Goddamn, there's a lot to pick from there, too.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. Who are some of your favorite side characters?
I mean, I don't want to give it away before the draft, but I'll throw out a lot of them. I like Mo.
Okay.
Mo is always a big winner for me. Just the different shit that he got into, like the different shady businesses. He had the whale kidnapping. I think he had like pandas too, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Counterfeit jeans. He was involved. No, he wasn't.
No, that was Herman.
That was Herman that was involved in that. But Mo was just always hilarious.
And he was just like Homer's his best friend. He was constantly trying to have sex with his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect it. Listen, the only way that you get rejected is if you stop asking.
True.
That's a fact. I like Ned. I love Ned Flanders.
Okay.
I liked obviously Mr. Burns. Was hilarious. Who else would I say? Like the ancillary characters that were my favorites. Skinner.
I was going to say Skinner and Super Nintendo Nintendo Chalmers. Their back and forth always killed me.
And Jimbo Jones was... So he was very underused, I think. They didn't use him too much, and he didn't say that much, but whenever he did, it was always something hilarious.
True.
The episodes with the baby.
Way to breathe, no breath.
Yeah. Oh man, now you're not gonna believe it, but my pants are chafing me too.
You yanking on my cord, man.
Yeah. Jimbo Jones was awesome.
That whole crew: Kearney, Dolph, Nelson, like all of them.
Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten Dolph's name. Yeah.
Dolph.
I feel like you have a better grasp of some of these guys. I forgot Herman's name too. That episode. When they're playing poker and they've got the counterfeit jeans operation, that there was like 30 seconds that was filled with some of the best jokes ever. I remember there was the garage, ooh la la, fancy Frenchman. I call it a car hole. And then they walk out into the garage and Homer immediately recognizes that it's a counterfeit jeans operation. And then the brilliant callback. When he goes, you're running a counterfeit jeans operation in my car hole. Like, that was laugh out loud shit right there.
A word he had just learned seconds ago.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that with Homer where he's, like, so impressionable that if he's hanging out with somebody that he thinks is cooler than him, he'll immediately, like, adopt some of their slang. Like, and that's, like, a funny little undercurrent that always runs with Homer. But, just tons of characters to choose from.
The one thing I've always appreciated about The Simpsons, and they've brought it up too on the show, is they've never had Homer or Marge cheat on one another, which I feel is, it's like, I don't know any shows where that doesn't happen.
Well, you could debate that, because remember Mandy, the red-haired vixen that Homer had a crush on?
He didn't do anything.
And they came close, they kissed.
They did.
They kissed in the hotel room.
And even before that, Marge had the bowling instructor.
That's
the
right.
French bowling instructor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But is kissing, is that cheating?
He couldn't have rejected it harder and immediately had Marge flown out to Capital City or wherever the fuck they were. Yeah. So there was a kiss, and there was the time he was the country western manager.
That's like, right, yeah.
Like she had feelings for him. Everyone loved Homer.
Yeah. The kiss, I think right after the kiss, it wasn't like a I'm going to kiss you so that we can progress to something else kiss. It was like a kiss that we both know this isn't happening.
I mean, she still wanted it.
Yeah, not she the did. Beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
But he did.
No. No, he was quite conflicted. But you're right. I mean, mm-hmm. he did do that kiss once. However, I don't think he ever told her, which was pretty fucked up.
Right. I'm thinking back. I'm like, wait, so watching all these Simpsons episodes growing up, and to a certain extent, like Homer and Marge were like one of my role models for what a nuclear family looks like. Did I not cheat on like my college girlfriends and stuff because Homer in that relationship was my role model? And suddenly in the back of my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm not a cheater because yeah. I learned better. Homer raised me better.
I mean,
Homer was a man of sound morals, man.
Yeah.
At his very core, like he'll strangle his son, he'll steal his pet turtle and put it in his pocket for days at a time. He'll spend most of the family money on drinking and staying out till 3 a.m. But goddamn it, if he won't save Christmas or the entire town or do a million different things because of how much he cares about his goddamn family.
Yeah.
Man puts a 2-story roof over his kid's head. Yeah. His wife doesn't work.
They had a nice house.
A real
That's
nice
what I'm
house.
Saying.
That was one of the...
2 cars.
Yeah. The funnier undercurrents in that show was the fact that Homer was a high school dropout and he was a safety inspector in a nuclear power plant.
He just showed up.
Yeah, that's right. He showed up on the job fair day.
Yeah, Homer Simpson, I can't, like, every March Madness they do, KFC specifically does, like, a famous TV dad's bracket,
mm-hmm.
and he never wins it, and it infuriates me. I don't know if there's ever been a better representation of just, like, especially an American dad, and there's been a show named that, and it didn't have a better representation of an American dad than Homer J. Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah, Homer was,
that's
like,
the point. Everybody's fucked up. Homer was too good.
Yeah, Homer's like America's, I think all deep down inside, all dudes want to be Homer Simpson or have a little bit of Homer Simpson inside.
He lived a great life.
Oh, he yeah. did.
He was a tremendous singer as a young lad. He started drinking as a teen.
Yeah.
Owned a football team.
Yeah, married his high school sweetheart. So yeah, Homer never, he only had sex with one person.
Yeah.
Went to space.
He's been to space, correct. Many people can't say that.
Yeah, Homer's had a good go of it.
Him and a series of ants. He had James Taylor sing to him. He fought the recently deceased George Herbert Walker Bush in a mm-hmm. sewer.
I was saying he was a heavyweight fighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was one, I can't remember, I think it was in season 13, there's a scene where he lists all of his jobs, and Marge goes and, like, brushes her teeth. And then when she comes back, like, she does, like, a very long brush. She, like, gargles, spits.
Uh-huh.
And when she comes back, he's, like, still listing.
Still going. Just these incredible jobs that he's had over the years. Yeah.
He's been a food critic.
Yeah, he was a food critic. He was a Prohibition-era beer maker.
Bootlegger, yes.
Yeah, bootlegger.
That, I think that's my number one all-time favorite episode. What? The Homer versus the 18th Amendment.
That was a solid one. Yeah.
That episode fucking kills me.
Yeah, when he's
Rex Banner.
Yeah, Rex.
Rex Banner's so funny. Such a funny like playoff of the Untouchables. And then when all his stills are exploding, and he's in bed, he's like, "Boom! Oh, it must have been that bean I had for dinner, Marge."
Single bean. Then she just looks outside. He's rolling around in the grass, trying to put the fire out yeah. on his back. There was that. There's the. When Rex Banner, he gets a series of telegrams, and one of them's just like his dog gets puppies, and he just nods.
Yeah, yeah.
Why haven't you enjoyed your ice cream sundae, kaboom? And it's just like yeah. you get in front of him, and he's just miserable, pushes it to the side.
I'll get you. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Just yelling into won't. The abyss of the town. Mm-hmm. He's just so confused. He's like, what do you mean?
In part was the reason why they installed Prohibition, right?
Yeah, because...
Or reinstalled it.
That episode starts with maybe the strongest line out of any Simpsons episode, because it starts with Kent Brockman, and he says, like, good day. Top of the morning to ye. I'm Kent O. Brockman, live from the St. Patrick's Day parade, where today everyone's Irish except for the gays and the Italians.
I feel like most Simpsons episodes started with Eye on Springfield. Because there was a while where my brother and I, we would play a game where when the episode started, because remember when they were put into syndication, that was a game changer right there.
Yeah.
When they came on every single day.
What time were they on for syndication?
Shoot, I think they switched it around a little bit. I want to say 5.
Okay, so we had Seinfeld at 7 and Simpsons at 7:30.
I forget. I might be wrong on that.
Ours was 5 and 5:30.
Yeah, I didn't get the early one. I was very upset about that.
But we would, once the episode started, we would just try to be the first person to name which episode it was.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of them started with the very same opening of the Eye on Springfield music and, like, the intro to that.
Yeah.
And so that was always like, okay, we got to wait. Which one is this? Yeah. The syndication move, that is what probably put it over the top for me.
Oh, yeah.
When I could watch it every single day. That was.
It also came on at night. Did it come on at night for y'all too?
Oh yeah,
like late night.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was on. So it would be on at 7:30, and then Fox would run whatever the fuck, and then at 11 it would come on again.
Same. Ours was 11.
So I would watch that and then I would watch like late night talk shows until like 2 in the like whenever Conan got off.
Mm-hmm.
So I got very little sleep as a child.
How did Conan do that when he was hosting the show and he was still a writer on it?
I thought he quit The Simpsons when he went to go to the...
Did he?
I think so.
I felt like there were a couple years where maybe there was some overlap. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think he might have come back and done some episodes, but I know when he started doing the late night show, he was like very much all in.
Uh-huh.
And hired, like his first hiring for writers, like I know like one of his first hires was like Louis C.K., which I know we can't say that name anymore, but from just a strictly comedy standpoint...
Bad hire.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah. No, he's back now. He's doing comedy.
Oh, is he?
So, yeah.
Okay.
All is forgiven for Louis C.K.
Okay, good. Glad he could come over.
Yeah,
that.
He paid his dues of a year and a half, so he's back. Yeah, I always wondered what that writer's... That's right. I wonder what the writer's room was like for The Simpsons, because when you're watching it, you're like, these guys must have so much fun
writing
the show, because the net outcome was like, the output was really, really funny. But I wonder if it was competitive like the SNL writers' room
is. They said it wasn't, because Conan has this round table on YouTube where he has like Al Jean and a couple of the other, I'm blanking on their names, but a couple of the other writers from when he was doing it, and some of them are still there. And he said, because he was at SNL before,
mm-hmm.
and so he went from SNL where it was super competitive, but he described The Simpsons as everyone just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
So whatever the best line was, everyone was like, perfect.
Yeah.
But he said it was very much like they'd be sitting there and they'd be like, well, Marge could say this, and they would all just kind of sit there quietly. And then they'd be like, what about this? And they'd be like, perfect. And then they'd move on to the next line. So it wasn't... They just said it wasn't competitive at all, which I'm sure it was in some points, but
uh-huh.
I guess they were all pretty committed. They were like, no, we got a pretty good thing going here. Let's just maintain the status quo.
Yeah, there are egos, I think, no matter what. Like, even if it's a very, very healthy writer's room situation, you're always going to want your jokes to make the air.
Definitely. Right. I think they said George Meyer was, hit the most home runs.
Hmm.
Like, he was just constantly, like, coming up with, like, crazy jokes left and right.
Did you guys used to watch Life in Hell?
No.
Or read Life in Hell, the Mac Greening comic book?
I have since, but no.
I remember going to the library. My dad used to always be like, okay, we're going to go to the library. You need to read something. And I would always just get the comic books out, like the comics. So I read a few Life in Hells. They didn't really make that much sense to me as a kid.
But
I recognized, you know, the humor was kind of the same. And it was very clearly just like the rabbit looked like Marge.
Oh, yeah.
It was Marge.
For a while, there was a theory that the last episode of The Simpsons was going to be something along the lines of Homer was actually insane the entire time, and that Marge was going to take her hair off and the rabbit ears would come out and she would hop away.
But we'll never know, because there will never be a last episode.
So they have had the last episode. It's already aired, which is kind of a cop-out. It aired many years ago.
What do you mean?
They, like, the writers got together and they were like, this is... Like, we're going to keep making the show, but mm-hmm. this is where we would say the ending was.
And we're checking out.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just going to keep cashing checks. So it's a Christmas episode And it's one where, like, Bart and Lisa, it's like takes place in the future. Bart and Lisa are like grown up, and they go out to his treehouse, and they just get like shit faced, and they just talk for most of the episode. So that was the technical last episode.
Okay.
Of the Simpsons.
Very interesting.
As Smitty joins us.
Hey, what
Smitty.
Season was it? You know?
I think it was 21, but they added it to the season 17 or 18 DVD just because they were kind of like, we think.
Oh, no, I missed seasons 1 through 10.
No, we'll go back.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Well, that's a good question Smitty brings up. Like, when do you guys regard as the end of The Simpsons as we know it? Because I've just neglected them the last, like, 10 years probably.
Definitely. I've checked in for when it's been, like the 600th episode. I watched that live. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple ones where I knew it was like, all right, I need to watch this one live.
It makes me sad to watch them now because it was so nostalgic and part of my childhood. I'd say it ended for me. When I was in high school, I specifically remember the Homer Odyssey episode, like 2003. And it wasn't a bad episode at all. It was actually like one of the better ones. But after that, I just kind of – I didn't need to watch it every week.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So mine was when I got to college. Up until then, I was still watching every Sunday. And that was 2007. So that was about season 18, 19.
You held out long.
I did.
But
it was still quality to me. Like, I still own all of those seasons on DVD. I'll watch them, and I'll still be like, yeah, these are good. I don't remember them all, like the ones in syndication that got, like, drilled into my head because I've seen them hundreds of times.
Right.
But I still didn't think it was a bad show. When I've gone back to watch it since then, I've been like, oh, yeah, nah.
Huge comeback story was The Simpsons movie coming out.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as really good. I expected it to be very, very bad. And ended up being slightly above average.
You saw Bart's dick.
Yes.
What else can you ask for?
Homer giving the finger and all that. Yeah. I mean,
Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
It was good for nostalgic factors for me.
Well, what I was always told was the reason it was so good is, and the reason the show petered off for a little bit there, pretty much when you said you checked out, is because they took all the writers and they put them on the movie. And they brought in, like, other writers for the show. So they were kind of mailing in the show while they were working on the movie.
But also, for me, The Simpsons, when they started to get all wacky and zany and get away from them being actually like a realistic family, that was a part of me growing up, and that kind of really tapered off too for me.
The show has a ton of heart. A ton of heart. A
lot of heart.
Like, first episode, if I watched it right now, Simpsons roasting on an open fire, would make me cry again for the thousandth time. But so when Homer jumps into Springfield Gorge, doesn't actually clear it, Groening hates that because he wanted it to be like, no, a person would just die there. He was like, we're not Looney Tunes. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
We're not. He was like, this is like not a cartoon. Like, I know we're drawing it, but it's not a cartoon. So
in fairness, he didn't go straight down.
No. But he made them reanimate it so many times to show how injured he was because of how mad. He didn't want the scene in at all. Like, he didn't like that episode when it was coming out.
Yeah.
It's amazing because shows used to end, like, in Duffless when Homer gives up beer for a month and then he's all ready to go back to alcohol and he's like, put the kids to bed, Marge. I'm going to Moose and coming back loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, how about you get take a break? I found money in your pocket. You don't sweat while you eat anymore. And he goes to Moose and he's looking at the bottle and he puts it down. And he's like, put it in the fridge, Mo. I got a date with my wife. And it ends with them taking a bike ride to the sunset. That's like awesome. That is awesome. And then like 10 seasons later, episodes end with Marge getting a dart in her neck. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of that too is if you went back and watched some of the earlier ones too, they would still end with a dart in the neck. But I think they tried to have that like family values heart more frequently.
Exactly, it always seemed like a good message whether they got it across or not.
Yeah. So when did you tap out?
Me, I tapped out probably freshman year of college. I would say 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. I remember there were like times where I thought about tapping out. The Even et Niage episode.
Really?
I didn't like that one. I was like, this. I don't know what's going on.
You're pro-war propaganda.
Yes, absolutely. I was like, why are you dragging Goebbels' name through the mud like this? No, it was, I didn't like that because I felt like that was one of the episodes where they relied just way too heavily on a guest star, on guest stars and cameos, and they wrote the story around them as opposed to like keeping it you know, in the Simpsons world.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't like that. The episode where Homer kept getting gassed on that weird island. That one? That was one I just didn't get at all. I'm sure it was an allegory for something, or I'm sure it was a reference to some book or movie that I've never seen. But that one, I was just like, what the fuck are they thinking? I don't know when that came. That might have been a little bit earlier, though.
No, that's when he was Mr. X, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I would say, yeah, around 2003 is when I kind of tapped out on that.
Yeah, that's when he guessed the flu vaccine was to make you go Christmas shopping, I believe.
Yep. Yeah. See, it gets weird as shit, doesn't it?
My favorite part of the Mr. X, though, is like when you logged on, he didn't know how to do the website right, so it would show his face before the bag came over his face. Everyone was like, who the fuck's that guy? Like, that's the complete ineptitude of the townspeople of Springfield always made me laugh.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
He wasn't just dumb. Everyone was really fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going? They're going to the old mill. No, we're not. No, let's go to the old mill anyway. Get some cider. Just go to the old mill and start singing.
Yeah. Tyler, I can't remember when you said you tapped out.
I think I was out in, it's basically when I started working, like I think 2003, because that's when I would miss the new episodes on Sunday. Then after that, I went to college. I think I was just out from there.
So you guys all quit around the same time.
Yeah. But it's weird. I don't dislike the new Simpsons. I don't hold anything against it. It's like an institution now. I just don't watch. I think those first 13 years or however long it was so strong and so good that they could do whatever the hell they wanted for rest of the run of the series.
It's kind
of
like Saturday Night Live, in a sense.
Yeah.
They had such a strong, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that I don't care what they put on TV now.
Although,
they've earned it.
I would say that the new Saturday Night Lives are, like, just painfully bad.
Definitely.
Just, like, they make me angry how bad they are. But when you look back to the 90s even, okay, we look back and they had a cast like...
Sandler, Hartman,
Will Ferrell, Spade, Farley... Chris Rock.
They had comebacks from time to time.
All these guys.
Definitely.
But even at the time, you would get people saying, oh, this is nowhere near as good as the early episodes
for
of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And with The Simpsons, I don't think that you've got kids. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that you've got kids these days being like, The Simpsons is awesome now. I don't think kids are really into The Simpsons. Like
no, I can't imagine.
No, I think The Simpsons ratings are solely contingent on people who don't let it go. That's why it's like 2 million people who just like, I've been doing this all my life. Might as well keep doing it.
Right.
But is it better than SNL right now? Like
probably.
Yeah, it'd be tough
to... If you had to sit down and watch 4 hours straight of one...
Simpsons.
Right now, would it be brand new Simpsons or brand new SNL?
Simpsons. Definitely. Absolutely The Simpsons.
Yeah,
I go Simpsons.
Because when I was doing
you, Smitty,
I'd probably go Simpsons because I'd be interested to see like what's going on. I literally haven't seen a new episode of The Simpsons in well over a decade.
I also think that you don't get the cringe factor that you get with SNL when they're performing in front of a live audience and nobody's laughing at anything, or they're laughing at the stupidest shit. I think with The Simpsons, it's like if something doesn't land, you're like, whatever, you can move past it earlier.
Right. When I was doing security, there would be one spot I would work only on Sundays, and they had a TV there, but it only had, like, ABC, CBS, and Fox. And so I would still watch those Simpsons then. This was probably, like, 4 or 5 years ago. And they weren't the worst thing I've ever seen. It just wasn't anything close to. And I agree. A lot of people like to cut off, like, their prime at, like, season 8. I'm like, you're just not remembering episodes. Like,
no, I'm one of those people. And when you talk about prime, we're talking about every single week was gold.
Yeah, I would agree with PFT. I think it went to 13.
I think you have sporadic episodes that were gold. Everything else was good.
I mean, I'm just going to have to disagree. Like, 14, once 14 rolls around.
Is this America?
Once 14 rolls around, I definitely see, like, all right, I'll skip this entire disc. But I still think 13, 12, 11, all of those have just bangers and pun bangers.
I think it's relative, too, because if you look at seasons 3 through 7 or 3 through 8, every single one was an A+.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you start mixing in some A's, some A-minuses, some B-pluses, but they're still really, really good television.
Right. I mean, just look at the talents they had writing. Conan O'Brien, like Brad Bird, who did The Incredibles. Like, these guys, ain't no Conan's walking through that door now.
Mm-hmm. No, but what I've been told is right now the writers all grew up on it, so they feel very protective of it, as opposed to, like, 10 years ago, it was just, like, people trying to be comedy writers, not necessarily Simpsons writers.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see it being better now, trying to bring it back to what it used to be. as opposed to that the Dark Ages there, where it was just like,
there's just too many celebrities. It felt like once I started seeing like a celebrity every single week, it was like, all right, like, that's what you're tuning in for.
Right.
Yeah, and there were ways that they would work in celebrities or like an entire episode based around a celebrity cameo that worked, like when Lisa's substitute teacher was Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
Like that worked.
Mr. Bernstrom.
Yeah, right? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
When they had Rodney Dangerfield as Mr. Burns' son, like that was funny. There were ways that they
DeVito was his
half brother.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was awesome, and they were very, very good at that. But it was when they would kind of start shoehorning people in.
Yeah, and not even as like random characters, but as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that was a big difference too.
Yeah,
and but can you really blame them? They literally have very few ideas to work on.
Right.
At those point, yeah, Simpsons did it.
And South Park nailed that. Like, right. It's very hard to write a television show that The Simpsons haven't already at least touched on in some way.
Right. But I think, I've always thought, too, like, I can't even blame The Simpsons or the celebrities, because if they ever called me and they were like, hey, we want you in a Simpsons episode. It's like, yeah, dude. Yeah, no problem. I remember Patton Oswalt a few years ago. He tweeted out, he was like, I can't believe it, I'm going to be in a Simpsons episode. And it was like season 28.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm in The Simpsons. Like,
yeah.
You can't tell me anything. And I can only imagine what that's like for a lot of people.
Hey, this show is so low cost to produce in the grand scheme of things, it might stay on forever.
I don't know. I don't know how you take it off. I really don't.
Hey, wasn't there didn't the cast try to strike a couple
several
years ago?
Several times.
And they're just...
Yeah, many times.
Yeah. And they're just like, okay, you're just not going to get $500K an episode. And they're all just like, okay, I guess we're good enough with
yeah.
it.
I think what they get paid is astronomical, though.
Yeah,
they get paid very, very well. But I think Harry Shearer was trying to, like, lead the other actors and be like, hey, in the grand scheme of things, we're not making nearly enough money off this when you compare it to what the studio is pulling in. And he's right. The studio is making a shitload of money off of them. Mm-hmm. But I think they were getting, like, I don't even remember. Probably like $5 or $6 million a year, for all of them, but they should have been getting like $10 or $15 million.
Definitely,
a year, given the popularity of it.
Just off like the merchandising alone.
Mm-hmm. That's
the music,
one.
The albums, all it.
Yeah.
Do the Bartman.
Yeah,
we're talking about that earlier.
Jam.
Somehow that was the first thing we talked about.
Yeah, it's always bugged me.
It was written by Michael Jackson, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
I didn't know if there was ever an episode that had Bartman featured in it, and I don't think that there was.
It's just the video game and the song.
And
yeah.
He references it once, Bart does.
In a dream?
No, it's
or
like...
Didn't
he have on like a shirt or something?
He says it, and he says, like, do the Bartman, and then, like, someone, like, pulls him by his shirt and, like, removes him from the... I think it was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they do it. They throw it in, like, the Treehouse of Horror or something. Like, somebody would be wearing, like, a Bartman shirt, or that'll be one of the tombstones or something.
Yeah, what's your favorite Treehouse of Horror?
Mine's a tie, if you will, between... I mean, the first two's great. Three.
Oh, I just mean individual, like, of the...
Oh, individual sketch?
It doesn't need to, it doesn't need to be, like, Treehouse of Horror 3 or anything like that.
I like the one with Kane. Was it Kane and Kodos?
Which one?
I mean, yeah.
The first one?
The one
President Clinton?
Yeah, the one that ends with a board with a nail in it.
Yeah, bigger board with a bigger nail.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually not wrong. Like,
no, they're not.
That's exactly what happens.
When I was a kid, it was Homer with the toaster going back in time.
Oh man,
always loved that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
There have been stretches where they can't get off of a certain joke, and during that time period, it wasn't even just in Treehouse of Horrors. Homer would always be like, "I remember what my father told me on my wedding day."
Yeah.
He said that so many times. Like, what kind of speech was Abe giving you?
If you ever go back in time, don't step on it.
Yeah, don't touch nothing.
Yeah. No, but just like, that episode is just so classic.
I mean, we have Willie's in that one. Maggie, I think that's
well.
The
Willie
first
get Willie gets killed in all three of them that they're in that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. R5.
He takes an axe in the back.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty tired of this.
is the Shining one in that one?
The Shining one's the first one. The third one's where they eat everyone. See, the Shining one's the one where
trying to get sued.
See, that's the one that like lines like that when you grow up. And you watch The Shining,
right.
And you appreciate it,
right.
And go back
right.
And see the satirical brilliance
of
what's going on.
I saw the things The Simpsons referenced on The Simpsons 90% of the time before real life, whether mm-hmm. it was something historical, whether it was just a book, mm-hmm. whether it was a movie. Most of my knowledge comes from The Simpsons, first time, and then I learned about it later
on. The first time I saw Citizen Kane in college was, oh, I saw this already on The Simpsons. The whole fucking movie. The entire thing.
That it is kind of funny when they're like, yeah, you didn't need 2.5 hours. We did it in 23 minutes.
Yeah. I like the Treehouse of Horrors where Ned Flanders runs the world like it's 1984, and Homer gets lobotomized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the toaster one.
Yeah, that's the same one, right?
Tyler,
are they trying to think? It might have to be that one too, because that's one of the most recent ones I've watched.
Okay,
the Bob Dole one was good.
Monkey's Paw.
Monkey's Paw is great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turkey's a little dry. The turkey's a little dry.
Shit, like I remember me and Cully ranked these last year, and I feel like I've listed all new answers.
Yeah,
like,
we could have a completely different
list. A
good
bit
right
of
now.
Them are, yeah.
I right now the one that's coming to my mind is the Forbidden Donut.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's Flanders is the devil. Mm-hmm. Anytime they would make Flanders just not Flanders, like the I Know What You Did Last Summer.
But that court scene at the end when they had all the people, Lionel Hutz combing his hair with the fork. Don't worry, Mrs. Simpson. I watched Matt Lark at the bar last night. Sound wasn't on, but I think I got the gist of it.
So before the most recent college football show that we did, Army versus Navy. All Biz Pete walks onto the RV and his hair is just a mess, just dry, just floppy, very un-All Business Pete because he always has that shit loaded up with mousse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Pete, dude, your hair looks like shit. Do you not have a shower? He's like, I do not have a shower. He goes, I did take a shower. I did not bring my comb. And he's like very self-conscious about it. It's like the one thing he's thinking about, and then I immediately call him on it. I was like, what'd you use to brush your hair? He goes, I used my toothbrush. Pete literally ran a toothbrush through his hair to comb his hair.
How's that physically possible?
Well, we gave him a fork later, and and that helped a little bit. But yeah, this dude is out here brushing his hair with a toothbrush.
That's tough.
Very Hutz's.
Very Hutz. Yeah.
Hutz. I mean, Phil Hartman in general. He had every impression going, but he also just did the same voice every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The impression was him.
Correct. And it worked every
Spinning
time.
Oh, yeah, was in here when we talked about the draft.
Yeah, so we're going to do, we might as well do it now.
Sure.
We're going to do a Simpsons non-family member draft. So just anyone in the history of the show.
Oh, boy.
How are we going to determine who goes first?
Non-immediate family?
Yeah, no grandpa. So no grandpa,
so
none
of the five.
So
extended family. Too.
You want to do cousins? Like what?
Well, I mean Patty and Selma. Like
if you want to pick Patty
and
Selma.
We'll let you pick Patty and Selma.
No, I don't want to take. I want to keep those teens far away from me as possible.
I was only thinking like townspeople. Mm-hmm. Or even if someone was in, like if you wanted to take Dustin Hoffman, you could.
That's a solid first pick.
I wouldn't. But we'll start with Tyler. We'll go around the room this way.
We're going snake?
And we'll snake
okay,
it.
Okay, snake
it. All right, so Tyler, you've got the first overall pick.
Now, let me say, are we doing this like just our favorites? Are we trying to build a group? Like, how are we?
Yeah, I mean, we'll each get five.
What's the purpose?
How about
here?
This? If you were to make an episode of The Simpsons only using these characters,
okay.
Ooh, okay.
I like that. So five people. Like the first three will be the A plot. The second, the last two will be the B plot, and then the C plot will be.
I'm gonna need a
who knows?
Do you have a paper over there?
I'm gonna track everything.
No, I need it for my own notes.
Right. I just want a list of everybody ever.
My first pick's not even going to be on the board. I might as well start looking.
Sheesh. Okay, so we're...
You were the first overall pick.
Wow.
Trill Withers.
Honor. Let's see. And the only rule is non-family members, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I've made my decision.
Let's hear it.
With the first pick in the Simpsons side character draft, I'm taking Clancy Wiggum.
Wow.
Okay, good call.
Okay.
It's a very solid pick.
I mean, the Simpsons spinoff episode, he had his own.
He did.
So,
oh yeah, he can carry the load. I think he's James Harden. He just needs his own team.
Exactly. Historically, he can do it.
He has proven it.
Oh boy! Now is Apu still available, or is
yeah?
Literally off? One person's been picked. So, so yeah. Yes.
Apu. Oh no! But they wrote him off the show. Well, yeah.
I mean, Apu is available.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyone who's died. So Dr. Nick's available. Marvin Monroe's available.
Bleeding Gum.
I'm gonna go with one of my.
Sounds like you're
most
going with
favorite. No, he's one of my most underrated characters, especially from the early seasons. Principal Skinner.
Okay.
I like it.
Good pick. Ooh. I'm going to go with Mo.
Wow. I can't believe the board couldn't have fallen better for the McMahon because I'm taking C. Montgomery Burns.
I thought about that, but you're just hated.
Burns at one.
Yeah, you're just hated.
I am?
We need a villain, though. Yeah.
Burns.
I took Mo, Tyler.
I would argue Burns, other than like the main family, has had the most episodes written around him.
Yep. I think that's probably
Burns
true.
Burns has got a lot of me.
Yeah.
I don't know who else it would be.
Barney, no. Mo.
It's got to
I think Mo would be
okay. Mo's definitely, I would say, in consideration. And then maybe like Skinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I've got my second pick.
Well, that's great. You're not on the board. I am.
Oh, no. It's
snake draft, Tyler.
Snake. Damn.
So you might not have your pick.
Oh, no. She'll be there.
Ooh.
That's right.
This is tough, though. I got my first overall, which I'm thrilled about. But I don't know where I want to go. Yeah, I'm going to go with a war hero, a man Mr. Burns loves deeply, and that's Carl Carlson.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing, man? That's Carl. When Homer goes on a pudding-throwing rampage.
All right. For my second pick, I am taking... I'll go with Krusty.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
Krusty is a hilarious character.
He is.
Like when he's Krusty is actually at his least funny when he's doing his show, when he's being a clown.
Mm-hmm. He isn't because he hates it so much.
Yeah.
That there are plenty of times where it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Yeah, no, he is definitely much funnier when he's just out in the world
betting on sports, falling super into debt.
When he comes back from in the Who Shot Mr. Burns, when he runs into court right after Mr. Burns just announced he was going to steal the Sun.
Yeah.
He's like, what did I miss? Yeah, I mean, he bet on the Washington Generals. Mm-hmm. Like, he's...
Are you betting? Game I thought they were using a ladder, for Christ's sakes.
The ball's on a string. Just take it.
Oh, that's great.
And then what did he owe? He owed like $38. Like that was what the final tally was.
And he licensed the shit out of all of his merchandise.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the bet was his life savings.
Right.
Which let me get this straight. You bet your life savings against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought they were due.
That's a great line. I can go in a lot of different directions here. We only get five.
Yeah, we're going five. Yeah. Literally hundreds of people on the board.
I know. Maybe reaching. Maybe reaching, but as long as he stays away from the fish, he's fine. Troy McClure.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see. So I've got back-to-back.
Wow. You sure do.
And, yes, the person I wanted all along is still here. I'm going with Sideshow Bob Terwilliger.
Ooh. Wow.
Good choice.
Impressive.
Thanks, guys. And for my second.
Bob and Wiggum, I see how this episode's coming together already.
Yeah, you see the vision. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I do need to bring it home here, though. I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of really good Simpsons characters.
All right. All right.
Well, listen, okay. I've been drinking. I've had a few. I am going to go. Give me Groundskeeper William.
Wow.
Okay.
Solid.
Very good.
I feel good. I feel real good about my three.
Back to the lock with you, Nessie.
Yeah, I love how Groundskeeper Willie's just jacked up as hell, too.
Every time he rips off his
shirt. Grease me up, woman.
Not from 4 to 5. That's Willie's time.
Oh, jeez. Who do I have? I have Troy McClure, and I have...
Skinner.
Skinner. I hate to do it. No, I love to do it. I didn't even know he was still on the board. Big Apu. Let's go.
Yeah,
okay.
Big Apu. Sure. Already got
I thought you were going to go Apu 1, honestly.
Right. It sounded that way.
Yeah, well, maybe I planted the seed.
It was a smokescreen.
Oh, yeah.
Very Belichickian of you. All right.
He played lacrosse, yeah.
Yeah, probably. For my second pick, or my third pick, I've got Mo and I've got Krusty, right?
You sure do. Strong duo.
Good duo right there. I'm going to take... I'll take Fat Tony.
All right.
Okay.
Voiced by...
He's dead, isn't he?
No, definitely not.
No, he's still okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Is it Paul? What's the guy's name?
No, it's not Paul Sorvino. It's the Sex and the City guy, Joe Mantegna.
Joe Mantegna.
That's right, Joe Mantegna.
It's his only character.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
The hijinks those three could get into together.
Yeah, I'm seeing how this one got. This is a very dark episode.
Yeah,
this is a very criminally run episode. I'm going to stick with an old for this pick. And this is someone who I think has some of the higher like line to laugh ratio you can get out of anyone who's ever come on the show, and that's Jasper. Jasper kills me.
Okay.
Jasper.
He's Mariano Rivera.
He comes in and he just...
He comes in with his paddle.
Exactly.
Yes. That's a paddle. Yeah. Okay. Looking at my beard, that's a paddle.
And...
That's a pen.
And yeah, I'm going old-timers again. I'm going to take Hans Moleman, another guy.
Fuck, that was my choice.
Every single time.
Two senior citizens back-to-back?
Yeah. No, they can play off each other, though. That's a great pick.
Then again, Hans is 31 years old. <That's
right>. Years young.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Years young.
Alcohol ruined his life.
He can do everything, too. Like, he hosts a radio show.
Takes balls and groins.
Welcome to Moleman in the Morning. Good Moleman to you. Remember that one?
And he's got a whole army under the surface of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I was going to pass on him and wait to see if he came around. I knew he wouldn't. He's too much of a hot commodity.
He is, yeah. There was going to be run on old people in the third round.
That's right, yeah.
And Coley accurately predicted that.
Watch out, B.
Yeah.
You dead bitch.
All right, so for mine, I'm going to take... shoot, now I'm forgetting the guy's name, actually. The episode where... Homer gets hired away by Al Brooks, the billionaire. Scorpio. I was about to say Vertigo. Scorpio. Hank Scorpio.
Solid pick.
You know what? The Simpsons were like way ahead of their time with Scorpio because he is essentially Elon Musk.
100%.
Like a billionaire that tries to put on a happy face and like take care of his employees. Yeah.
Flamethrowers.
Secretly, flamethrowers. Secretly, like behind the scenes, just like every other billionaire, he wants to dominate the world.
Which country do you like more, Italy or France? Italy? No one ever says France.
Oh, geez.
Smitty, you're back on the board.
I mean, I like to go on something a little off the wall here, but I can't leave this guy. Oh, no, I can't pass this man up. I mean, he's just too good.
I will say it's been a very sexist draft so far.
Yeah, all dudes.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's got to pick Sherry and Terry. It's a 2-for-1 package. I already got Troy McClure. Now I got to go for the man known as Miguel Sanchez, Mr. Lionel Hutz.
I love the double down.
Now, mm-hmm. I was considering taking him over Jasper or Mole Man, but I couldn't fit him into the episode I'm trying to make here. So, no, I think that's wise by you. And Tyler, you got your last two.
Feeling good, man. There's a lot of talent on the board.
Wiggum, Sideshow Bob, Groundskeeper Willie.
Chief Wiggum.
Most days.
Yeah, he didn't go to school for 6 weeks to be called Mr. Wiggum.
I was thinking of his kid.
Right, yeah, no, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Who might not be his kid? Have you seen that meme going around recently?
No.
It's
Uh-oh.
It's Lou and what was the other cop's name?
I thought you were going to say O.J. Simpson's kid.
No. What was the other what was the white cop's name?
Mo? No, Nick and Mo. Lou.
What was it?
Nick, isn't it? I was Nick and Lou?
No, it's not Nick.
Eddie.
Eddie. There was a picture with Eddie, and, like it's from one of the episodes, and Eddie and Ralph have the same stringy hair. And, of course, Wiggum has the blue afro.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I'm buying that.
Who knows?
I don't know. That's ugly. And I don't
it's
like
very
it.
Ugly. It's very
wait,
ugly.
So what, was that your choice?
No, it's Tyler's choice. No, that'd be
he took,
wild. No,
he took Wiggum.
Oh. Yeah, we're not.
No, Tyler took Wiggum at the first overall. Yeah, the first one, yeah. So, yeah, no, who? Yeah, you got back-to-back.
I am going to go with Diamond Joe Quimby.
Ah, great pick.
I'm going Diamond Joe.
Love it. Love that one. I like when he was doing his press conference from the Bahamas somewhere and pretending like he was in Springfield.
No money. Yeah. Cash strapped.
I almost want to make
your last pick for you, but I can't.
Sure can't. I've got two in mind heavy.
I
can't go.
I think one of them, the one I'm thinking of, is one of your two.
You know what? I think it's a leap, but I'm going to take him. I'm going Gil Gunderson.
Wow.
I love Gil. That's another one. Yeah. I didn't really understand what Gil was. I mean, he was funny as hell, but I had never seen Glengarry Glen Ross. Yeah. And to just see that he is basically every failed salesperson.
Yeah. He's my athlete. I'm going to mold him into what I want to be in this episode.
What a reference.
Come on. Oh, it's,
Or are you saving it for you?
Huh? I wasn't going to take him. I thought you were going to take Kent Brockman. Mm.
He was the other one considered.
That's what I mean. I knew he was one of the two.
It was those two.
I knew he was one of the two. All right.
No, actually, there was one more wild card, but I'll say him if somebody.
Yeah, let's hear it at the end.
I mean, there's so many just obvious ones left. Ned Flanders is left.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Ned Flanders. Ralph Wiggum.
Super on the board.
Oh,
I had my fifth, and now I'm blanking. Oh no, it's obvious.
Yeah, I can't go. I can't go with an obvious. I need an underdog coming in with my fifth overall pick, and I need some meat on the bone. That's why I'm going with Duffman.
Okay.
Ooh, like that one.
Yeah, love Duffman. I always felt like there was a story behind Duffman that was never told, though.
Yeah, we never really met his children, Duff Boy or Duff Girl and Duff Lad.
Yeah, like how did Duff Man become Duff Man?
Didn't they go into it somewhere when he like hurt his back?
I think so. I think there's an episode where they tell Duff, they were like, why not? Let's tell Duff Man's story.
I feel like Duff Man is almost like a Brock Lesnar type, where he grew up, he was going to be a superstar athlete, maybe like hurt his knee or something like that, but still wanted to remain in steroid culture. So he just decided to get jacked up and become a beer logo. So for mine, all right, it's coming down to two for me, but I think I got to go with Kirk Van Houten, wow. Milhouse's dad.
Ooh.
Along the same lines of Gil, like just a sad dude that tries to always convince people that he's not sad all the time.
Exactly.
He's a great singer. Can I Borrow a Feeling was an all-time album.
He has a race car bed.
He has a race car bed, yeah. The ultimate
Tough times happen at the Cracker Factory.
That's right. The ultimate divorced dad, Kirk Van Houten.
I sleep in a race car bed, do you? Yeah. I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
What did he draw?
Cornstarch.
No, it was fuck.
Oh no, that's what Maude got Ned. Dignity.
Nope. Dignity.
Yeah. It's dignity. It's
dignity. Don't you even know what dignity looks like?
Very sad.
See, that was like a real episode, like real
fucking heavy episode.
Real life stories. Dignity.
So to recap, Tyler has Wiggum, Chief Wiggum, Sideshow Bob, Groundskeeper Willie, Diamond Joe Quimby, and Gil Gunderson. An incredible team.
That's really good, yeah.
I feel good. I feel real good.
Smitty has Skinner, Troy McClure, Apu, Nahasa Pima Petalon, Lionel Hutz, and Duffman. It's a strong team. Don't know what that episode's going to look like.
It's going to be a lot of Phil Hartman, and I think everyone's going to love it.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. I was trying to think. Does fucking, what's his name, do the rest of the voices too? Does he do
Hank Azaria?
Yeah, does he do Apu? No, he doesn't do Skinner.
No, that's Shear.
Yeah.
Who was your very last pick, Carly?
I don't know who Duffman does.
I'm going to say it now.
Got you.
PFT's got Mo Sizlak, Krusty the Clown, Fat Tony, Hank Scorpio, and Kirk Van Houten. there's four evil people and then Kirk Van Houten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what this is? That right there,
it's like Ocean's 11.
I was going to say The Hangover.
Okay.
Like Kirk Van Houten's second marriage, his second wedding, that crew goes to Vegas.
Damn, that's pretty good.
And I've got C. Montgomery Burns, Carl Carlson, Jasper, Hans Moleman, and there's no one else here who makes sense to me other than Lenny. I need Lenny to be with Carl. I can't have Carl by himself.
That's true.
I was able to wait till the 5th to get Lenny.
Yeah.
And so I've got three olds and the pretty much me and Tyler on this on this squad. Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah, it's solid. My honorable mention was going to be comic book guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely considered him.
Yeah, I had Frank Grimes.
Yeah, Grimey. Everyone loved, he loved to be called Grimey.
What about his murderous son? There was Sideshow Cecil was still on the board.
David
Sideshow Mel was also still on the board.
Sideshow Mel.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The wild,
did they ever name the monkey?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, Mojo.
Mojo the monkey.
Monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that still would have been a great pull.
It would have been a great pick.
Great.
Do you guys...
Teeny.
I don't know.
I think it was Teeny.
I don't know.
Do you guys know what Kearney's... What Kearney's last name was?
Oh, I know.
He had a wild last name.
All I know is Kearney... Yeah, no. Kearney was alive for Watergate.
Hitler, I don't know.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Zivich? It's Zzyzwicz.
Yeah, sounds like Zizich.
Zizich.
Zivich? Yeah, one of those. Yeah, that is a wild last name. Yeah, so no Ned Flanders. No, I thought Tyler at one point was leaning. Oh, no, I thought you. No, I thought Tyler, because Tyler, before he picked Sideshow Bob, said she. I thought you were going to lean Edna Krabappel for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta throw you guys off.
You know, I'm going to throw this one out there. Miss Hoover, better than Edna Krabappel.
I mean, Miss Hoover hated that job.
Exactly.
Every second.
Yeah, as far as the straight one-liners, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just sit here in silence and let the clock run out.
Yeah. Miss Hoover was sneaky funny. She was like undercover Edna. Edna, she at least had, you know, some zest.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Edna had some zest for her job, but she was over the top and like the parts that she hated about her job. Miss Hoover was just there to get a paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Edna was... would like end up on like a Jerry Thornton blog.
Yes.
That's what Edna would do.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Chalmers still on the board. Rainier Wolfcastle. Mm. The wild card I had, I wanted was Arnie Pie in the Sky guy. I thought he was almost my last pick, but it was too much talent left.
If you had got Brockman, too, I think that would have been a strong pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Artie Ziff, another wild
drop,
card.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
Artie Ziff. No, you can't drop anyone. Your team's very strong. I think.
Artie Ziff. Or what about what's his name? Homer's old principal.
Oh,
who's hilarious?
He is.
The three episodes he's in.
I don't remember his name though.
Yeah, I don't either.
Mr. Donnellinger.
You could have. Yes, that's. you could have taken the crusty old dean from when Homer went back.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
It was like a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Dredrick Tatum still on the board. Poochie still on the board.
You were definitely the only one who was going to take Dredrick Tatum. You loved
Artie Ziff is still on the board. Lou Otto still on the board.
Yeah. Oh, Otto. Yeah.
You seem like a big Otto guy. Dude.
Yeah, I love
Otto. Nelson Muntz is still on the board. Barney Gumble, that's the one I forgot.
Yeah, Barney.
It smells like Otto's jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Barney.
Nobody took Gumble? Wow.
Barney, I mean, like the great director and singer of his time.
Oh, yeah.
We've only got, Wiggum was pre-B-Sharp, but he was in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Apu was, and we got
Skinner,
yeah, Barney, Skinner. That's right.
And Homer.
Yeah, well, Homer wasn't available to draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nuclear family was not not available.
Almost said we're celebrities, and I was going to say, okay, wild card. Everybody gets one celebrity. What about that?
Okay.
Yeah
let's do
wild
it.
Wild card. Okay, that's your fifth. Let's see. Are we going same order?
Yeah, I mean, it would be my pick to swing back.
Okay. Yeah. Take it. Yeah.
So they'd have to be a celebrity, like playing themselves, or just anything. Like, if
Whatever we agreed, I was thinking a celebrity playing themselves, but
because like DeVito played a character, you know what I mean? But he was a celebrity.
Right. Same with Dustin.
I'm open. What is whatever we agree on? If y'all want to say the celebrity has to be playing themselves, if y'all want to say any celebrity,
I'd say any celebrity.
It's a celebrity voice.
Yeah.
This was something I was not prepared for. I'm going to have to go to the Google machine.
I got a great one.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm.
Pop.
Oop. I mean, it's literally like pretty much any. Okay.
Again, another hundreds and hundreds and hundreds to pick from.
Hold on. I know the voice. I'm going with... fuck was this guy's name? I'm going with Leon Kompowski, voiced by the one and only Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's technically Michael Jackson, but...
Yeah.
It was Leon.
No, fair. That's a strong first pick.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go with an actual celebrity, Gerald Ford. we did not get enough of Gerald Ford. Homer, do you like nachos? Do you like football? And then later, we'll drink some beers.
Yeah, what if they just had Gerald Ford always as the other neighbor?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
I had one in mind. I'm pulling an audible. I'm going with Lurleen Lumpkin, voiced by Beverly DeLangelo.
Ooh.
Got a little tang, a little punk with me tonight.
I like it.
Who did you take, Coley?
I took Leon Kompowski, also known as Michael Jackson.
AKA, got you. Damn, Lurleen's a good pick. I've got one in mind. I think I'm just going to roll with this one. I'm going to go... portraying himself, Jose Canseco.
Anybody on that team, really.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was almost Griffey. I was like, maybe Ozzie Smith. I was like, nah, it's got to be Canseco.
No, Canseco, I mean, listen, you got a hero on that team.
I love the commentary behind the scenes on that episode.
Yeah.
I forget who's saying it. He's like, yeah, we didn't have any trouble with anybody except someone who rhymed with Mose Munseco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made them write him in as a hero, right?
Yeah.
What was the original?
Which was actually pretty funny.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, the original story, was he supposed to get arrested like Steve Sachs got arrested?
I think so.
And like Griffey couldn't get his lines right, they had to bring in King Griffey Sr. to like calm him down.
Oh, that brain and nerve tonic. Mm-hmm. Right to his big head.
He was shaking. He was shaking to his core. That Griffey was. Yeah, no, I mean, I love the softball episode because my brain works, but I kind of hate that I feel like most people just automatically throw it as like the best episode.
Mm-hmm. It was a great episode.
It is,
but
it's top 10. Yeah. Probably top 5, but I feel like so many people who don't actually like the show, like that's almost the only episode they know.
Well, a lot of the writers hate it like because of that, and they were like, we've set it up for years for Homer to be the loser. How's he going to win now? Which I didn't know that they hated it. I still love it though.
They hated that, and they hated the Frank Grimes episode. They didn't like that episode.
Why? Because they thought it was like too cruel.
No, they thought I can't remember the fucking reasoning behind why they didn't like it. I remember when they
because he died.
No, it didn't have to do with the,
like, took too far.
It didn't have to do with the death. There was a there was like a very specific reason why they didn't like it, but they said it was the episode that they got the most fan letters from, being like that episode resonated so much with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it because Homer was actually, like, mean?
It might have been it.
Homer was too much of a dick in that episode?
He really was.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a dick. He was just ignorant.
Yeah, but to the point...
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, to the point of being a dick.
Well, like, I mean, but he didn't mean to be a dick. He wasn't, like, a bully, per se. He was just an ignorant asshole.
Yeah.
See if I can find it.
But, you know, maybe it resonates so much because Frank Grimes is just the down on his luck.
Right.
Loser who shouldn't be in the position that he's in, even though he works so hard and is so smart, which is basically what every single person thinks they are.
Yeah, goddamn, I'm kicking myself for not taking Gil. That's a great pick, Tyler.
I thought so. I was like, you talk about another like line to laugh ratio.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Anything, just that voice just kills me.
That felt like a sale.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, hey, yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about when he was getting cucked.
I don't know if he has a name, but the guy who's always he's not a salesman. He's the pet shot owner.
Herman?
No, not Homer.
No, it's
you
not
said
Homer.
The pet. You said he's the pet. What?
The pet shop owner.
No, he said Herman. But I know it's not
Herman.
Herman.
It's not Herman.
No,
he did the army
surplus.
He's
the car salesman.
Oh, it's the guy who's in everything. Like, he just always works in the store.
Yeah, he's like, hey, buddy, this car doesn't
you want bread?
Cost
yeah,
you money. It makes money.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy.
The whoopsh. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but he's in.
Yeah, and
I mean,
he's in.
They just use him for everything. They use him in the acne phase teen.
Yeah.
They just work at every store.
Exactly.
Just work.
Sells Lisa a hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, kid, just take him before his mom eats him, okay?
Yeah, that guy's pretty consistently funny in everything he does. Hey, Pally. Yeah, that's basically when he's like, yeah, you want Bronson, you want Branson, Missouri. This is Bronson, Missouri.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Hey, Ma, how about a cookie? No dice. This ain't over.
Hey, Fatty, I got a movie for you, A Fridge Too Far.
Yeah, that guy constantly just hits dingers just every time he steps on the dish.
That's good. He wants to be anonymous. Mm-hmm. Second people know who he is, that's it.
Yeah, no, he blends in real well. The pimple face teen also kills me. That guy's down on his luck. Mm-hmm. They should have had Gil, like, adopt him.
Just fell into the fryer. Ow! Ow!
Fell into the fryer!
Ow! Ow!
So, yeah, that, I guess we'll end with just everyone's, like, favorite episode, or top three. I know one's so hard to pick from. And me and Tyler used to do this, too. We would do, like, our favorite characters every episode because it would changes by the day.
Yeah.
Like, we've all named... I can't do math here. What's the 6 times 4? 24 characters. And, like, if we did this tomorrow, they'd be very different.
All right. You guys mind if I go first? I got to go,
yeah, no, of course.
I got to go
busy,
meet
man.
With Dave real quick
yeah.
here.
Good luck.
Yeah. I think my favorite one is... Okay, I'm going to narrow it. I'll do my top three. Mr. Plow.
Okay.
Is in there. I think the monorail one was really strong, and this is really, really hard to do.
It is.
For my top one, I will go with the Cape Fear one.
Where I was just thinking of that one.
Bart breaks his leg. That's another one.
That's not Cape Fear.
Oh, no, sorry, that's not Cape Fear, that's Rear Window.
Yeah. Bart of Darkness.
Yeah, Bart of Darkness. But it's based off Rear Window.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until...
excuse me, the Shia LaBeouf movie, that's what it's based off.
Until way, way, way later. But it's just all around solid. You got the pool, you got all the kids with the chlorine, you got Homer trying to make money off it, you got the kid walking through the kitchen and, like, calling Marge Mrs. Thompson or whatever. There's like so many small one-liners and so many tiny things. You got Ned screaming like a schoolgirl, killing the plant. Mm-hmm. It's all around. Great episode.
Okay.
Very fair.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I don't think you can disagree with any of those three.
No.
Somebody wants to say
no, I definitely didn't expect Bart.
Yeah, those three stink.
I'm actually currently rewatching it from season 1 all the way up to season 10.
Okay.
With Milady, who hasn't seen it before. So it's all fresh.
I mean,
she watched, her dad used to watch it. And it's like really nostalgic with her because like it was her dad's favorite show, and her dad like passed away, so like we're rewatching it. And it's like it's sentimental.
Yeah,
because it brings me back to my childhood, brings her to a different spot, and just like rewatching all the classics.
And it's just a good fucking show.
Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna pull my leg twice. But also, like rewatching it again, if I were to answer this question 5 years ago, it would have been like the monorail episode number one, or like Mr. Ply. I mean, not knocking like those, but like now it's like The Way We Was by like just looking at like. How Homer and Marge met,
right?
And just the hilarious one-liners in that episode, like Homer proposing with an onion ring, and like bringing out a cake. Or that two separate episodes.
They go back so often.
Yeah, I mean, basically any time they go back to Homer and Marge, like
high school
getting together, I mean, bring out a cake to wail the wife, Homer. With a chain steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yelling the Joker song. Him mooning for rebuttal.
Yep.
What's that word you call me? Ignoramus? It means stupid. So that's up there. Duffless is definitely up there. I think that's hilarious. And right now, maybe solely because I rewatched it recently, but the casino episode.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many just
Lisa
like,
was Florida.
Yeah, Lisa was Florida, gambler. That's something I completely forgot about. Then you just said it.
I call him Gambler.
So funny. And then, like, the Howard Hughes references when Mr. Burns holding the spruce moose up. Get in, Smithers. We'll take the spruce moose. But, sir, get in.
I said get in and cocks the gun.
So right now, as we stand grand, this could change next week.
But it could change tomorrow, of course. Yeah, if I asked you in an hour, it would be different. Tyler?
I would have to say it is cliche, but I still love it. Homer at Bed is in there somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I definitely think it's one of the all-time episodes. I just hate that some people, it's the only episode they know. It's like, well, if you fucking liked it, why didn't you keep going?
I guess Homer gaining the weight to get disability from his job. Just because I was legit considering that at one point.
King Homer.
And I got to say.
King-sized Homer.
King-sized Homer.
This might actually be my favorite because when my nephew deleted my games, I was like, I need to watch Simpsons. And the first episode I went to was Flamin' Moe's.
Okay.
So Moe's might actually. Forgot about Flamin' Moe's.
No, Flamin' Moe's.
That's a top three for sure.
An all-timer.
Honorable mention, Lemon of Troy.
Yeah. Of course. No, I mean, you talk about Lemon of Troy is as good of just storytelling within like 23 minutes as you can get. When they're trying to get away and they're like, the engine won't start, and Homer's like basting a turkey.
My favorite part of that episode is the dog guard. The junkyard dog's chasing Bart, and Homer's like, "Don't worry, I got him." Throws a steak at him, and the dog in stride just catches it.
Homer swallows it whole. Yeah. Run, Homer, boy!
Run, boy! He has a taste for meat now. Just so subtle.
So my top three today. It's usually at least two of these. Sometimes I'll push one out, but these are pretty firm. You only move twice. The Hank Scorpio episode.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Fear, the actual one, not Rear Window, but Cape Fear.
Yes.
I think that's Sideshow Bob's best episode by far. And that's the Mr. Thompson when he keeps stepping on his foot.
Yes.
I think he's talking to you.
He's talking to you.
He's like, who wants to cut through the cactus patch? I do. No. The eyes have it. There's not three people back there. What are you doing? You like my new chainsaw and hockey mask? Like that episode, just over and over again, just punches you in the face with not the elephants. Like that whole, it's got the rake scene. Like it's just perfect. It's just absolutely perfect. Yeah, right. And Homer versus the 18th Amendment. I said it earlier. I'm not a liar. Homer versus the 18th Amendment is like any old timey stuff always kills me, regardless. And just the ducks wear long pants line I reference all the time to people who have no idea what I'm talking about. They test the catapult and they just shoot a rabbit just into space.
Rex Banner, also an underrated character.
Yeah, Rex Banner, like that whole thing. Wiggum tries to rob Homer with like a gun that doesn't have any of the gun parts on it.
Also an all-time classic line that's used. I don't even think people know it's from The Simpsons. To alcohol, the cause and solutions to all of life's problems.
Correct, yeah.
Like, I thought that was a Ben Franklin line, if you didn't tell me. Like, no. Gene wrote it.
Yeah, brilliant line, because that ends the episode, that last line. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, Homer sporting a new hat.
Yes.
Yeah, because they have the voiceover throughout it. They do the spinning newspaper to come back from stuff. Yeah. Wiggum's great in that. Rex Banner, his only episode. And he basically was the Environmental Protection Agency guy in the movie. It's the same character. I think it's the same voice, too. But it's
got to be.
It's, yeah, no.
Two honorable mentions, since you brought up, like, old-time stuff that I completely forgot about. Homer versus God.
Oh, yeah.
Where he skips church. I mean, that's just an all-time classic.
Sure is.
And Homer when he steals Cable.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah, we were talking about Lisa the Greek yesterday with Clem, who couldn't be here for this. I would have loved to have Clem in here. He would have been great. But, yeah, Homer the Greek. I mean, when you really go back to those, like, especially seasons 2 and 3, I feel like most of the people find the gems from, like, 5 to 8. Like, that's where most people's, like, Bart versus Australia, when Bart and Lisa play hockey.
But the gem, seasons 2 and 1... I view One's it as a trial period, though. They're trying to establish themselves.
Yeah.
But 2, 3, 4, I mean, that's when The Simpsons were the most, like, realistic family out there. And Homer steals the cable, goes outside at the end of the fight's on. Like, two things. I'm cutting off the cable after the fight, and I'm not very fond of any of you. It's like, yeah, I can hear my dad saying something like that.
Was one where Krusty gets arrested, yeah, or was that two?
That was one.
Okay, so yeah, we got Sideshow Bob like immediately.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah,
that.
Was that Kelsey Grammer though?
Oh yeah, it was always Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I feel real good about my team. Like, y'all keep saying these episodes like with just classic people that I pick. Feel good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've got. I mean, the Burns is very little, and you only move twice. I don't think he's in Homer versus the 18th. Oh, no, he is. He comes into the bar because he sees, like, all the commoners, and but it's the only place there's alcohol involved. and Cape Fear, I don't think he's in at all, which shocks me. But, yeah, no, I mean, Burns to me.
Man deserves a day off. Yeah, he just carries a load.
That's what I mean. Every time they cut to him or any time when he tries to when he's trying to get Homer into college and he tries to beat the guy up with the bat and he can't even like lift it. And then he's laying on the ground out of breath. He's like, Smithers, dismember the corpse.
When you put the sponge on him in the bathtub, he just slips under the slips under the wall.
When he sells the plant to the Russians.
The Germans.
Or the Germans, correct. The Germans.
We come from the land of chocolate in the 20 minutes.
Homer drops the glasses in the toilet. It's like the square root of the triangle is the same, the opposite side of the triangle. That's a right triangle, you idiot. And then Mr. Burns just staring at Henry Kissinger and then just walks away.
Yeah. Well, I like when Mr. Burns hires that duck, Howard. And it's just walking around with like a sash and a wagon behind it.
It's because he doesn't hire women.
And even the Grimes episode when he's like, that story touched me, I must hire that man. And then by the time Grimes gets there, he's like, who are you? Is that German Shepherd here yet? But yeah, that is the most important television show / series in the history of America. Just turned 30.
Take that, Gunsmoke.
Just turned 30 a couple days ago. We ran this on Christmas because their first episode was a Christmas episode. Smitty, you fancy yourself a trivia guy. What was their first episode supposed to be? I know I've asked you this before.
You asked me this before, and I did not know it until you told me it was supposed to be the babysitting serial killer episode.
Babysitter Bandit.
Babysitter Bandit, yes.
You studied that before you walked in here,
Smitty? You better believe it, cowboy.
Yeah, they sent that episode to the network. It got approved, and they were like, I don't know if this is the first thing we want to show America.
A bit aggressive.
And then it's like episode 8. Like, it's not even 2. Like, they pushed it way back. They were like, we might not even run this. This is a little dark.
Instead, they run, like, the most wholesome episode in history.
They made the correct choice. Yeah. They made the correct choice. Still, as of a few years ago, I don't know what would have topped it. Still the highest rated episode in the history of Fox. Period.
The first episode?
Yes. Really? Yeah. It was a Christmas episode. It was like there were 5 channels. Like it was going to be tough to beat that.
Before we sign off here, I want both of your opinions. What would be the best way to end The Simpsons?
Well, that's what we were talking about when you walked in. They have. Well, no, we didn't answer this question, but because PFT was saying they can't end it, and I was like, the writers have said that they ended it. And I know I've said this to you before, too, the Christmas episode where Bart and Lisa are in the treehouse in the future. So they've claimed that was the last episode, and they've even gone so far as to put it on the last episode of the disc of, like, season 18. So they're trying to say, like, that's where we're not going to try to claim anything after this, which is a cop-out.
Huge.
Huge one, especially since that episode was in, like, season 22. So, like, I think Groening came back for that one and was like, hey, this is – because I think it was during one of those strikes. Like, a strike was on the horizon, and they were like, it might just actually end. So they wrote it that way, like, how they would want to wrap it up. Obviously, the strike got resolved. They keep making episodes to this day. I think they just got renewed again.
It's never going to end.
Who's canceling The Simpsons? Yeah,
you can't.
It's just a hypothetical.
They would have to end it, like The Simpsons would. Fox isn't going to end it. Like, they know that's 2 million viewers every Sunday for 20 episodes a year, guaranteed, like in the bank. So they never. And it leads into all their other fucking shows they put on after it. So they kind of need it. Right. But, yeah, no, I don't. The perfect way to end it would have to be like. Like, Homer died, probably.
I don't know if that'd be perfect. I think the perfect way to end it would... I read this in, like, a dystopian Simpsons, like... Dark web areas. That they finally become cognizant that they don't age and start to age. Like, if there's... Like, if Bart's birthday, he wakes up and then, oh, it's my 11th birthday. Shit. Something like that. Okay. And then you just don't know the future.
All I'm right. saying they start to age like their age. He's 44 now. I was like,
yeah, well, know. Yeah. Keep. I mean, run it for another 50 years until all of them die in real life, and then let it go.
They've already started.
True. Rest in peace, Edna. That's the only one, right?
Rest in peace. Like no, fucking.
It's been a few. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the other voices just died.
Well, Sam Simon.
One of the writers.
Yeah, Sam Simon died.
Yeah, Sam Simon.
No, Al Jean is very much still here.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Sam Simon. Like, but yeah, I feel like more than a few voices of.
Yeah.
Well, they killed off.
Well, yeah, they've killed off
Maude.
Yeah, real quick. That was season like 16, probably.
Why did they do that? She wanted more money. The actress?
I have no idea.
She's like, you voice one character. Get out of here.
I think wasn't that another one that the writers really didn't like?
Probably. Yeah, I don't think they enjoyed killing people.
Hmm.
No, I don't know.
I never minded Maude Flanders. Also, episode. Lovely one, if you want to look back on it. The catfish episode, General Sherman.
Yeah.
Started from Homer looking down Maude's blouse when he was drunk.
The episode I don't like a lot is the Homer Badman one where he takes the gummy DeMilo off the babysitter's ass. I don't like one. Yeah. I don't like rewatching that one.
Why?
It's just like I don't like seeing Homer down bad like that.
I don't like it either, but it is that was probably...
In this climate?
That's what I mean.
No, but that was probably in 1995. It painted a great picture of what today is like.
No, most of the episodes, I would argue, did do a good job of that.
Like, the media that swarms, like,
oh, yeah, they ran with
social media before social media.
They ran with the story. I mean, they did that a lot, that running with the story that they
yeah.
didn't have any of the facts of, and it was just, I mean, it was tough. It's just a tough episode to, like, watch over and over again, you know what I mean? Like, I know how it ends, obviously, but it's just, like, shitty.
Yeah, Groundskeeper Willie's the perfect.
Homer versus an episode they don't show in syndication anymore because of 9/11, but Homer versus City of New York. I mean, you talk about just an all-time episode. Like, any city looks bad if you only focus on the pimps and the chuds.
It's like, like the 9/11 bulletin in the, or with the
the Bart Simpson flyer, and it was do you have anything to drink? I have Mountain Dew and crab juice. Ugh, I'll take a crab juice.
The poor guy, all he wanted to do originally was just go to Harrisburg to buy a regular coat.
Yeah, and Barney stole his, or Barney was the designated driver,
yeah.
And that's why he ended up in New York on a bender, pulled up in a limo. So, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So he got a parking ticket from New York. They all took a bus. And Bart paid for it. Which... I don't know where
it was like $8, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was nine for it was the 9/11
thing.
$9.
Yeah.
So he paid for it.
They
all went and it was a wild time in New York. What did Bart and Marge and Lisa do? I can't remember. They were like shopping.
Yeah, because they liked their experience in New York.
Right. Yeah, no, they pull up to Homer like they were in like a horse and carriage and he like runs them off the road, like tells them to get in. So, yeah, that's the best show in the history of television. 30th anniversary. Merry Christmas to everyone listening. Because this is Christmas today. If you're listening after Christmas, Christmas is 12 days. Listen to the song one time. It's still Christmas.
Happy Boom. Hanukkah.
Take that. Now Hanukkah's very over. They only get 8.
Yeah. Happy holidays Happy Kwanzaa. In general.
Yeah.
Mm. I just don't want to be that guy.
I will.
Just didn't want to be tied down to 1 hour.
Have a crazy Kwanzaa.
Rock Shoshana. Yeah.
That's the best when Krusty goes through all of the holidays. Have a tip-top Tet, which I still don't know what that means to this day.
It can mean a lot of things.
I guess.
That's the beauty.
Yeah, but rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Hashtag CARR. Hashtag WPMOY. We'll see you guys later this week.
See ya.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Pac. Gatos. Kitty claws. It's taco time. was the night before Christmas. I'm sleigh riding, got that gap beside me, so don't try me. Tiny Tim was 2K, he was good all year. His mama got a bet he can see her taco from the rear. Mrs. Claus gon' be okay, she won't shed a tear. She know Peachy like to play, I've been good all year. Getting no Z on the loud for an Xbox One. Take a pull, this shit, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Drop off the sack, it's Asa Luego. Talk a time, you call me Pedro. Isabella, she call it the Yako. Get off her shit, it's okay though. Gucci, 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 bad bitch on my lap, telling me her Christmas list. She gon' get everything she wants, hope she wants this dick. Order 40s by the crate, call me Nucky North Pole. Jordan Force on the boardwalk, Mikey Sorrentino. Drop off these presents, then it's taco time. Throw a bitch up for the glass, reverse ducking my balls up for taco, man. Reverse ducking my balls up for taco, man. Throw a bitch off the glass and duck my balls in a taco, man. It's taco time. It's yako time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco, it's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.
We on a building but y'all act like you don't know. It's Geechee Claus and Young Rudolph Ho. And we for the kids but we love these new thoughts more. I seen Geechee reverse 362 tacos at the same time. Dang, that's hang time. If yo dang fine, he'll grab the reins, make me change flight and take a straight line to your girl house, unwrapping your girl blouse, and do mic and drills all night inside your girl mouth. Flying around a world of view from the top of 7. Geechee break him off, I'll take a sloppy second. I ain't a choosy deer, show me them boobies, dear. Quit frontin', I know which list had you this year. Waited all evening, taco so good it don't even need seasoning. And once the sun is down, the chimney ain't the only thing we coming down. Yo, Fupa gon' be my chalupa. Stuff my balls in your taco, say booyah, booyah. I once saw Geechee snatch a 6'4" dude with a beard's hoe. Toss her off the backboard, dunks this guy's hoe on him. Shatters the backboard, pieces of glass go everywhere, it's in the taco. Very dangerous situation, supremely disrespectful. I come through on the baseline, 720, whole arm in the taco like Vince Carter, I'm just hanging there. People like,
is it the shoes?
Nah, bitch, is it the hooves? Reindeers don't wear shoes,
Claus,
idiot.
Got them hoes, fuck nigga, you know. Why you standing under mistletoe with a bitch built like a pot roast? Said your bitch built like a pot roast. Tongue all in a throat. Damn, that's a big hoe. Goddamn, nigga, that's a big hoe.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco, it's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.